I think he wrote this song about politicians.
Could be.
Yeah, gone off the rails on the crazy train. That is, of course, the legendary Ozzy Osbourne, founder of Black Sabbath, impressive career on his own, of course. Even a family TV show. And he's passed away.
I think probably brought him to a whole generation that really didn't know that much about him.
Absolutely, yeah. So. 76 years old. It also, you know, he did have very much a charm and a wit
about him.
Although, from time to time, he looked, semi-catatonic.
A little rough around the edges, yeah.
Quick story here. Backstage, Ozzy concert. I started in rock and roll radio a long time ago, and... I didn't actually get to personally meet him on that day, but I watched him. Mm-hmm. I came out of the dressing room, whatever, and took his leg and put it up against the wall and stretched like he was in ballet.
Really?
He had a paunch on him, a gut.
Yeah.
Nothing huge, but yeah, he definitely. Yeah. Boy, was he limber.
Huh.
He was getting ready to put on a show. Now, this goes back a number of years, of course, but I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed his music as well as a lot of other people have, but he's passed away at the age of 76. And he just, a couple of weeks ago, apparently, he was performing, at least to some extent.
Yeah.
He had an audience of over 40,000 cheering fans. They did a tribute show.
It was going to be kind of his big finale, final show, and talk about timing.
Well, he said it would be his last live performance.
Yep.
That's a whole other topic, and maybe it's too soon to get into it, but I think wealthy people in many cases sort of plan their exit depending on their conditions or whatever. But that may or may not be true in this case. I'm just putting it out there, okay? Whenever they say, loved ones surrounded by family and friends, it's like, well, if family and friends are around them 24/7, then yeah, the odds are that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. But anyway, the king of hard rock and roll took the stage at the Villa Park Soccer Stadium in Black Sabbath's home city of Birmingham.
Birmingham, that's right.
That way you know it's not Alabama.
Exactly.
And performed alongside original members of the band that he helped form in 1967.
That's crazy. Well, and crazy enough to get kicked out of your own band. I mean, he was too wild for them back then, but he did just fine afterwards.
Just so people know, he did not die from the bird flu.
No, but birds and bats are not much safer.
Not the bat flu, yeah, right. Not the dove flu.
He did not go to any kind of a wet market or anything looking for critters.
I saw, and you could find this, WJXT, Channel 4 out of Jacksonville, they ran some old footage, which it's very interesting, from 1984 when Ozzy was in town. Mm-hmm. Guess who the opening band was?
Who?
Motley Crue.
Wow.
So they're interviewing them. They're doing a, legit news story.
Sure.
And they're talking about, are they devil worshipers or whatever?
Yeah, right.
It was interesting because I thought, okay, Jacksonville was still, a good-sized town even in 84, but very very different because I lived in Tampa Bay at that time. Very different than South Florida.
Right.
Very much different than Tampa Bay. They were still a little bit, how do I say this graciously?
Backwards?
Living
sheltered
a little bit and kind of behind the times a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that as a bad thing.
Sometimes
it's just interesting
it's good,
looking back. It's like, asking if they're devil worshipers and stuff like that. I mean, they didn't understand the concept of, marketing.
Theatrics of rock.
Theatrics and marketing and who are you selling your records to. It was
and
pretty
your soul.
Yeah, and it was pretty fun. And they said, there were about 26 arrests, mostly due to, alcohol and drugs. And they said, that's about average for a concert.
Yeah.
And
that wouldn't be shocking.
But the way in which it was presented, you're like, the freak show has come to town. And Ozzy, at that point, was dressed like in drag. He was like in drag. So you could just imagine.
Yeah.
You know?
Had to be a wild time.
Yeah. Yeah. So rest in peace, Ozzy Osbourne. Passed away at the age of 76. Him and Sharon, they had their ups and downs for sure.
But it
seems like in the end, they were back together and tight.
And she's a character in her own right. I mean,
really,
she's something else.
Sharp, witty, entertaining. Oh yeah, I'm sure that was quite a chemistry that they had.
Yeah.
Well, we know it was because
we saw it. Yes.
And unlike so many other reality shows, I don't think that this was quite as heavily scripted as a lot of them are, because they were all characters.
Oh yeah.
The kid Jack. What's the daughter's name? She was a character too.
Yeah.
Anyway,
very colorful she was, and so was her hair.
Yes. Yeah.